That is Granddaddy live in the studio here at KEXP. What are you non-verbally saying there, Jason?
Time a cameras come on and the tape starts rolling, my hands start shaking like an earthquake, and I start flubbing and playing all the wrong notes, and that's why my hat is always down when we play live, and I'm always really drunk. That's what I'm saying.
You're saying it's a bit nerve-wracking, isn't it?
Precisely.
But it sounded beautiful, and it made me wonder, are you a self-taught pianist, or, you know, I don't know how many other instruments you may play besides guitar and piano, but those are two basic instruments that
I would have all of my ex-teachers pulverizing me right now if they saw what atrocity I just made of that song. But yeah, I'm self-taught. All the instruments I play.
How about the criticism? You're a little overly critical, I think. Is that self-taught or did some?
Yeah, that was self-taught too.
Okay, just curious about that. Granddaddy's playing the Showbox tonight, touring behind Someday, which is their third major label release. And really, the last album, Software Slump, was sort of considered the breakthrough album. I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit about the themes. You really have some consistent themes that run through your music lyrically, and why they're there. That's a bit general.
Yeah, I don't know. You got to have something to write about. I know that I'm always trying to avoid the obvious rock cliche lines, and just that alone is as some sort of starting point. Is a good place to start.
It must be tough. Do you write these lyrics as poetry, or does it come together with the music when you're writing these songs?
Ideally both. I usually construct lyrics on their own, and I usually make music completely separate, and then I'll just sort of mismatch and cross-reference, and every now and then I'll find that a piece of music really works well with a piece of writing, and then they end up turning into something better than I could have ever imagined, or more effective than I could have ever imagined.
Now, the themes I was referring to that are also referred to a lot by rock critics are these themes of kind of you expressing being a part of a very mechanistic world, I mean, sort of a cultural expression of growing out of the current sort of state of our culture. But I think even more important, it's reflected in the music because you're playing these organic instruments against these, you know, electronics. And I think that was what's so catchy about, I remember it's AM180 was the first single of yours I played off that first album, first major album under the Western Freeway. And I remember listeners really, really responded to that. Who
really?
Is that band? And I also remember thinking, well, I don't know much about this band at the time, and what's going to happen with them? Are they going to do more, or, you know, is this kind of a flash in the pan? And you went on to do Software Slump and get a lot more recognition for that.
Just doing what we do.
Well, you didn't go the way of, we were talking about Radiohead and Flaming Lips, and you did not go the way of the Lush orchestrations, even though you used some real atmospheric electronics.
I don't know. Plus, recording your own albums too is—it's, I don't know. Maybe we do have the capability of making these, you know, over the top, just, you know, grandiose, fabulous, just
symphonic.
Yeah, but I think we're sort of shy by nature, and we're kind of just geographically displaced just enough, and we're sort of, we just want to see how far we can go with doing things the way that we're doing it, and. Yeah, if it doesn't work anymore, then we'll reassess the situation then.
Mm-hmm. But. Well, I'm glad you're here today to play these alternate versions, let's say, of some of the Granddaddy tunes.
Boy, are they alternate.
Well, not being a musician myself, I still have to say it sounded beautiful. Maybe it's the quality of your piano playing, and if you were hitting wrong notes, which you apparently were from what you said, you know, it... The quality of the music still sounded really great.
Thank you.
But okay, but my uninformed opinion isn't going to be, you know, it's not going to hold weight with your self-criticism.
I feel a little bit better now, actually.
You're back on guitar, so let's hear another tune.
Okay.
But this will be from Someday also. Is that right?
Yeah, this is from Someday. This This is an incredibly stripped-down version of a song called Now It's On.
Right. It's Granddaddy live on KEXP.